Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will be joining me shortly in the studio, and I'll be asking him about reaction to the remote working law. Reaction from unions hasn't been positive. There are concerns that it's stacked in favour of the employer. I'm joined on the line now by Patricia King, General Secretary of ICTU, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Is that how you see it, Patricia King, that this is stacked in favour of the employer?
Yes, good morning, Claire. Just to say to you, I mean, the intention, the stated intention of this bill to provide a framework for workers to request remote working was something we sought. And so therefore, it's quite regrettable when you read the body of the bill that it is, in our view, fairly fundamentally flawed. If you take the first point is the grounds for refusal. So an employee who's 6 months in employment can make a request to their employer to have remote working. And that request, the bill lays out the sort of the process for doing that. That's okay. So then you get as far as the employer considering it. And it lays out 13 grounds are listed in relation to this. And some of those grounds are, you know, what you would expect. Some others are very steep and fairly stacked, I have to say, in the employer interest. But
Just before you move on, I know what you're going to go on to say, but I just want to go back to the 13. Where are the ones that you say that the employer could wriggle out of pretty easily?
For instance, one is planned structural changes which would render any of these inapplicable. So from our point of view, I mean, how would a worker have any knowledge about what the planned restructuring is or so on? So an employer can receive your request and write back to you and say, no, we can't give you that because we have planned restructuring. Whether they have or not, you know, would be open to question. Another one would be that potential negative effect on performance of the employee or other employees. So how would the person who's making the application have any control over what the performance of other employees would be? They wouldn't, is the answer. So, you know, there are fundamental on the grounds. There are certainly some of them that you would expect to see in the list. In fact, the UK list has 8 grounds, some of which are included in this. But then the really worrying part is that then they go on to say that these grounds are not limited, and they have done that on the basis that they state that they do not want to fetter or confine the definition of business grounds, and the employer discretion is not limited to the 13 grounds. Now, in essence, Claire, what that means is that quite apart from the 13 grounds, which are problematic enough, the employer can go on to refuse a request on grounds that the employer alone believes is appropriate. So that's certainly, by any standards, not fair or not reasonable. The interests of the workers are not listed at all referred to.
But if the worker doesn't agree with the decision of the employer to deny the right to work remotely, they can appeal this, and that mechanism is there, is it not?
Well, let me tell you about the appeal mechanism. So the appeal mechanism that is listed in the bill explicitly states that an appeal does not extend to a complaint on the substance or merit of the employer decision. So the appeal can only be made relating to any technicality relating to the process, i.e. timelines that haven't been met and so on. So contrary to a lot of the commentary, certainly that I've heard to date on this, the appeal mechanism, the heads of bill are explicit in that they are saying it does not extend to a complaint on the substance or merit of the employer decision.
Okay, so if I am an employer and you come to me and you say I want to work remotely, well, I'll say, look, clause number 11, if there's an inordinate distance between the proposed remote location and on-site location, that is the grounds on which I'm going to deny you the right to work remotely. You're saying now that you can't appeal my decision because it's based on one of these grounds.
You can't appeal it because the appeal mechanism does not extend to making a complaint on the substance or merit of the employer decision, and that is explicit in the heads that were published yesterday. So, I mean, these pieces need to be re-looked at. They need to be reformed and reworked because they're neither fair nor reasonable by any standards. Actually, that restricted appeal mechanism is actually quite unusual in employment rights law. It's quite limited, and you don't actually see that in most. The appeals are usually much broader than that. Yeah. So I was actually quite surprised to see that being as limited as it is. So effectively, I mean, the reality, Claire, is that if you're a worker and you're organised and you have representation, you might be able to have a collective agreement with your employer, which develops a policy, which the grounds of which are reasonable, and you could make your request and you might even achieve it. If you're an unorganised worker, you will have no grounds to appeal and you will not be able to mm-hmm. make an agreement with your employer. So the employer can write this policy as they wish.
Were you consulted on this?
No, we were asked in the public consultation to participate. We put in a substantive submission and we had no further conversation. Again, that is somewhat unusual because in past employment rights bills that were coming forward, we actually did contribute quite a lot in some of them, but there was no request to do that on this occasion. And I think it's a pity because the intention and purpose is what we want, but the framework, the legal framework, is not going to provide it. It's going to render it quite meaningless for workers on the ground. And I think we really do need to remedy it. It's at an early stage in the legislative process. There is an opportunity to remedy it. And I think that we should actually have discussions and talk about this and see can we remedy those offending provisions.
Patricia King, General Secretary of ICTU, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Listener says, I'm absolutely furious with the remote working policy. It will be our number one issue as a family in the next election in our house. We've worked at home for 2 years without any problem. We should be able to continue. Why should we have to commute and lose time from our day so office space rents continue to generate revenue? 51551. Coming up next, I'll be joined in the studio by Tánaiste Leo Varadkar.